Medical science does not have a handle on it yet. It looks like it's the wrath of God. People are afraid, deathly afraid of it. So you have school systems wrestle with the problem, doctors wrestle with the problem, nurses, people in hospitals. Now that, to a certain extent, is the same taste of the problem as existed in the Middle Ages. And the Jews were exemplary in the fact that they remained human. Now, the church, the official church, during the Black Death, was on the whole very pro-Jewish. And the Pope of Rome, not only one Pope, Boniface and later Innocent, and the other popes, there were about four popes who had to really contend with the problem, they all issued proclamations saying that the Jews should be protected, the Jews were not at fault, that the way to salvation did not lie in the destruction of the Jews. But the situation was so out of hand that the official word of the Pope did not really carry weight, especially since there were two popes, one in Avignon and one in Rome, and the schism was on within the church, and the therefore the power of the Pope was much weakened. And especially, you know, in a bad cause that's popular, everybody wants to listen. But when a leader says something that is unpopular, even if it be good and right, it many times is hard to get the point across, to get people to listen. There arose a second theory regarding the Black Death. And the second theory was that the wells were poisoned. That the origin of the plague came from the fact that the wells were poisoned, the drinking water well. And naturally, who were the poisoners? The Jews were the poisoners. What was the reason that the Jews were? Because the Jews took delight in destroying the Christian world. And they were the agents of Satan. They were the Antichrist. They were the worst of the worst, and therefore it was nothing for the Jews to poison the wells. Let me read again. In the torment of the plague, it was easy to credit Jewish malevolence with poisoning the wells. In 1348, Clement VI, who was the Pope, issued a bull, a proclamation, prohibiting the killing, looting, or forcible conversion of Jews without trial, which proclamation did halt the attacks in Avignon and the Papal States, but was ignored in the rest of Europe. Authorities in most places tried at first to protect the Jews, but then succumbed to popular pressure, not without an eye to the potential forfeit of Jewish property. In Savoy, which is a county in Italy, where the first formal trials were held in September 1348, the Jews' property was confiscated while they remained in prison, composed from confessions extracted by torture according to the usual medieval method. The charges drew a picture of an international Jewish conspiracy. We're talking about 1348. In 650 years, it has not moved an iota. We're talking about the protocols of Zion, the elders of Zion. An international Jewish conspiracy to poison the wells. Emanating from Spain, with Jewish messengers from Toledo carrying poison in little packets or in narrow stitched leather bags, which the tefillin came in. So the poison was contained in the tefillin, because every Jew had a tefillin bag. And in the bag was poison. The messengers allegedly brought rabbinical instructions for sprinkling the poison in the wells in the